Welcome to Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Robotics Roundtable features local robotics teams from around Southwest Michigan live in studio to talk about their teams and how competitions are going. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University. All systems go. Go pro at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Lakeshore Public Schools, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, supporting and participating in robotics with our area schools and New Buffalo area schools. I'm Jacob Holmes, along with Tim Denai, and tonight we welcome to the studio Valhalla Nation from Bangor. Tim, how are you doing?
Doing excellent, Jacob. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing quite well myself.
We're ready for, we've only got one more week left of this. It seems like we just started.
And I know, it went by so fast.
Went by really quickly, so the good thing about that, the only good thing about it, is we're getting to nicer weather, I think. I don't know. I woke up today.
Today, the next couple of days are a little questionable, but yesterday was nice.
Yes. So, robotic season is generally the cold and wintry season, but we get to that springtime, and that brings up our championships that are happening. The first championship last weekend, we had the beginning of the two-week period that is the first championships, and teams from across a good portion of the United States, the Western United States, Southern United States, as well as teams from around the globe, converged in Houston for the first half of the World Championships. And I was talking with Ray yesterday on the radio in the morning, and we had 15,000 students that were a part of teams that participated at the event, and over 33,000 spectators took part over the course of 2.5 days at the event.
And Lewis, our board op, was just telling us before we went on the air that Good Morning America featured the Houston event on their show a couple days ago, and we're talking about how people are considering it the new high school varsity sport.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that with our guests tonight too, because they're a rookie team, so they got to experience this. The piece where they talk about it being the new sport, it's kind of the secret for those of us that have been involved with it. You know, I've been involved since 2011, but FIRST has been around since, you know, we're celebrating the 30th anniversary of the founding of FIRST.
I did FIRST events when I was in elementary school. I did Lego League, so I've known about FIRST for a long time.
So the secret is now, you know, Good Morning America says it's out there, so it must be true at this point in time. So, but yeah, we had there was a lot of highlight this past weekend. We've got a lot to look forward to coming up in Detroit later this week. Actually, festivities start at Cobo Hall in Detroit, where we will have competitions going through all the way until Saturday, and then Saturday evening the championships, the Einstein Field, that will take place out on Ford Field. So we'll move everything over the final two alliances, if you will, from the FIRST Robotics, the FRC level, as well as the FTC, the FIRST Tech Challenge, the middle school age, those will have their finals out in Ford Field. So as I told Ray yesterday morning, as a Lions fan, I'll actually get to see a championship won on Ford Field. Doesn't happen very often there, so.
Well, that's great. And, you know, with Worlds coming up, we have a couple local teams that'll be participating in that. And you're actually heading out there tomorrow morning,
get set up. I'm fortunate enough to be able to be a part of the judging team. I don't actually do judging. I'm what we call a judge advisor or a stage advisor. So we have a little bit of an organizational meeting tomorrow, and I use it as a little bit of time to get to go see some of the things that I won't get to participate in throughout the time that I'm working. But it's a great event. I get to meet teams from all across the world. And then locally, the team, the Average Joes coming from St. Joe, the Green Engineers out of Berrien Springs, and the Cassopolis Robo Rangers that will be participating. So I'll get to interact with them a little bit on Wednesday.
All right. Well, looking forward to best of luck to those teams, and we look forward to hearing all about it. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will meet our guest, Valhalla Nation from Bangor. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Thank you. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes along with Tim Denai. And this week in the studio, we have Valhalla Nation from Bangor. And we are also live on Facebook if you want to watch the show. See us all here in the studio. You can go onto Facebook, search News Talk 94.9 WSJM, and we're right there. Feel free to interact with us here. Give the video a like or any kind of other Facebook's reactions. Leave a comment. We love hearing from the community. So we've had a chance to recap this last week with all the other first events going on in the nation, getting a little prepped up for Worlds in Detroit this upcoming weekend. But now let's meet our guests. So as I said, it's Valhalla Nation from Bangor. So we want to start with the mentor. We just want to go around the table.
Let's go ahead and start with the mentor and get a little bit of introduction. I know I'm only as Jeremy. Jeremy and I haven't really had a great time to talk to each other. So tell us a little bit about how the first program came to Bangor and how you became involved.
We have several administrators that have some previous experience with organizing and participating with a multitude of first events. They approached me with the idea of being a mentor for the team for the rookie year, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to expose our kids to an environment and activity that was completely new to the school district. I was excited by that opportunity.
Okay, and I had you jump in there, so give us the full introduction, your name and what you do there at school.
I'm Jeremy Gleason. I'm a math teacher at the high school.
Okay. And have you seen math? I mean, just curiosity, out of some of the students that you have on the team, did any of those come out of your math classes?
Yes. I have about a third of the kids in school.
Okay.
And about a half of them or so are members of the team.
Okay. Which is good. So we're talking about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. And we wanted to make sure we check a box. We got some math students there in there. So.
Yes.
You said that some of the other folks within Bangor schools have had affiliation or at least been involved with other first events. What other first events were those, like Lego League, First Tech Challenge? Or
we have, the curriculum director has been involved in FIRST through her kids, through South Haven Schools.
Okay.
That was a great partnership for us to have in our rookie year.
Okay.
It was actually invaluable, the assistance that the South Haven team had provided to Valhalla Nation.
Yeah, and that's the South Haven team Ramageddon, which actually I saw you guys took a trip with them to state competition, right?
Yes, we did.
So whose bus was it?
That was the Bangor bus.
That was, and actually I want to make sure, we'll come back and talk with the students about that, because I saw that, and I was communicating with you via email and Donna, you know, via email about lining things up, and I saw this post where the veteran team was on the rookie team's bus, which I thought was pretty cool, because as a rookie team, for the school to step up and say, hey, we want to put you guys on a bus and send you across to Saginaw, that was a school bus?
Yes, it was a school bus.
But it was transportation.
It was transportation. The school district has been extremely supportive of this program, and from all the assistance and help that we received from Team Ramageddon, we wanted to offer something to them, and we had plenty of room on the bus. Sometimes it can be difficult to get students over to the event on Wednesday night when mm-hmm. parents work, and it was the least we could do as a thank you to them.
Okay, excellent. So we'll go around the table and we'll meet the students, and then we'll continue with conversation and bring Jeremy into this piece here. So we're going to start on my left. We'll have you guys each just lean into the microphone, tell us your name and what grade you are. And we know how long you've been involved with FIRST, because this is the first year. So all the way to my left.
My name's Andrew Cervantes. I'm a junior at Bangor High School.
Okay.
My name's Hunter Steffel. I'm a sophomore at Bangor High School.
And?
My name is Braden Bowles. I'm a sophomore at Bangor High School.
So, Braden, we're going to keep the microphone over there on you. So, well, I asked as the students came in, who's been on the radio before? And nobody's been on the radio, but somebody's been on TV before.
At our competition in Forest Hills,
okay,
we were approached by a guy, and he asked one of us to do an interview. And so I walked over there, and I had no clue what it was really for.
Uh-huh.
And he just threw me on the air and was like, okay, we're doing an interview. And it was on ESPN3.
Go ahead and add to that.
Or no, I was just telling them that it was ESPN that came up. They were recording the matches.
Yeah, and I didn't exactly handle it the best. I was really just starstruck that I was on national.
Was it a live interview or was it pre-recorded?
It was a live interview.
Oh wow!
Yeah, ESPN3 actually did a couple of events. Forest Hills was one of those. They did the state championship, but Forest Hills, I'll have to go back because I think it's probably still available online that we can see that. And I can critique and tell you if you came across. The thing is usually when you're in those moments, you think you're not doing all that well, and then when you watch it, it's like everyone else is like, you did fine, you know. So, I mean, usually what I tell students is after that or after the radio show is put your thumb on your wrist, and if you still feel a heartbeat, life's good. You did fine. So talk about that a little bit. ESPN3 is there at a robotics competition.
Honestly, it's something that I didn't think I would see walking into this competition. Like, I didn't think that they would have it on live TV or be recording it. I mean, I thought maybe they might record it and put it on YouTube or something.
Right.
But national television was something that I never pictured seeing.
Yeah. So, Hunter, had you seen, I think we were talking a little bit beforehand, had you seen any events prior to going?
Oh, yeah. So, Donna Rummel, the curriculum advisor for Bangor, her son's on the South Haven robotics team.
Okay.
One of the students' moms took me on the South Haven team. They took me to a event with her son. We used to all go to the same school together.
Mm-hmm.
And they took me to an event. It was actually St. Jill.
Okay.
So that was like my first event. Coming there, like, she asked me, like, oh, how was it? Do you remember being here? And I was like, no, I remember you took me to an event, but like never this. And myself, I can remember kind of being bored, but I was into it. I could tell like how much time they put into the robots and stuff like that, and it was like new to me. I'd always been into like technology kind of stuff like that, but kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Andrew, how about you? The first time that you walked into an event, so the St. Joe event, was it what you expected when you walked in and then you saw the stands where everyone's sitting and then all the pits? Maybe talk about those two areas.
Well, as the St. Joseph event was something completely new to me, the pits, I didn't expect them to be just a small little square for us to work on a robot. I didn't expect much, but we had a small table for our tools and everything. And that was about it. We brought, all the other teams had brought their own add-ons that they made to, you know, show off to all the, you know, to all the people that had come there. And every other team, you know, that had been competing before, it looked really cool and interesting, and it was just an eye catcher, every single one. Then you came to us, and we had our little robot and our tool chest, and then the stands where everybody was sitting. It was, I didn't think there was going to be that many people there. It was something that I'd never seen before.
And so Jeremy, I'll come back to you a little bit. We'll swing the microphone over there. As the mentor going into an event, maybe somebody had told you a little bit about, but when you walked in and you saw the competition gym, the high school gym where basketball games happen, had you seen basketball games that filled the gyms as much as what we saw for the robotics? Did you expect it to be at the same level?
I didn't expect the robotics competition to be at the level of a boys basketball regional event. Those are the only sporting events that I've watched and participated in down here to have a packed gymnasium. And to see that many people come to watch their kids and to support their school and community was just an absolutely incredible experience. You could see the seas of green and yellow and blue with the team colors, and the chants and the cheers was even more than what I could even possibly imagine it was going to be like.
Yeah, if I could add, everyone was going like crazy over the robots, and everyone was so into it. Like some that I obviously didn't expect. Like just like regular sports, it was pretty cool.
So let's talk a little bit too about, you know, because Andrew, and anybody could chime in on this. Andrew had mentioned, you know, you guys had this little pit, and for those that haven't been to a competition, shame on you. Don't know why, but you know, you come to it's kind of like your NASCAR event. You get there and you got 40 pits, and everybody has their 10-foot by 10-foot area to work. And you guys had said you didn't have very much, but what did you find as far as the event and people welcoming of you and offering you assistance? And I'll let anybody that wants to jump in have a conversation.
Well, One of the big things that we saw is all the teams really work together and make sure that there's every team gets to compete in everything. If one team needs help, like some parts for the robot or something, there'll be another team that'll be able to help them out, maybe lend them a part or two, or have some knowledge on what they're trying to fix.
Right. Braden, you were going to add?
Yeah, just, I don't know, walking in there, I was expecting these were people that we were going to be competing against. Like, they're not going to give us very much help, and
right.
we're going to be kind of on our own. And, like, when we got picked for the playoffs, people were coming from everywhere trying to help us out and get everything prepared for the matches.
Including possibly the teams that you're going to compete against.
Yeah.
And even was it? I think it was our first competition. We have a device on our robot to like pick up the hatches off the ground. It's like an arm that like slaps the ground and stuff. We had a match where our entire like arm just broke off, and we had several different teams from all over just come over and start like, "Hey guys, do you need this? Do you need this?" And we had like other teams like holding metal together. Everyone was screwing things in on the robot, and like to see everyone around the robot like that, it was really cool.
So at that point, had you heard maybe during the kickoff or even videos you saw about this term gracious professionalism? Let's talk what you'd heard about that before and what you've learned throughout this season about that term.
Well, when I first heard it and I heard the term, I was like, that's not going to exist at these competitions. It's just kind of something that they're going to say.
Right.
And then actually being there and experiencing it for myself, they take it above and beyond to a whole different level.
And obviously, you know, they don't expect us to, you know, new rookie teams to be able to help them out much. But, you know, eventually with the, you know, years to come, we'll be able to do what they have done for us to other rookie teams and be able to help out, you know, give back to the other teams.
Jeremy, how about that gracious professionalism piece? I mean, before we're going to head in about a minute or so into a commercial or so, but you were surprised to see or a little bit surprised to see how many people were in the gym. But what about that gracious professionalism piece? How many sporting events have you been to and saw that?
Zero.
So I'm always kind of taken aback as a mentor to kind of see how students respond to the gracious professionalism. Maybe talk about that.
There were a few of the main themes of the first program and the first robotics that were explained to me as I assumed the role of the mentor, and to watch the group of 21 students that I had be able to adopt that principle and try to follow it and live up to it, rather than just expecting help from the more experienced teams and the mentor teams, to have that deep, honest appreciation for everything they were trying to do for them. And the spirit of competition is so unique in these first events that everybody wants you to have the best robot that you can, because you may be a partner with them next. You may be selected for the alliance. And it does not exist in any other place that I know in a sporting event where each team, you know, if your kicker goes down, the competing team is not going to loan you their best kicker.
And if it's the Bears kicker, I don't want them.
Okay, no. Just,
but so as we go into the commercial, I will say one thing. As a rookie team thinking, well, what can we offer? You guys have already paid that back. You gave a bus ride to the South Haven team. We'll go back to that too. So, Jacob, we'll pay some bills and come back.
Yes, we'll take a quick break here. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University, South Haven Public Schools, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Public Schools, Bradford Insurance Agency, and New Buffalo Area Schools. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes, along with Tim Denai and Valhalla Nation from Bangor, talking about their rookie season and talking about the gracious professionalism from the other teams that they've encountered. And we've got a particular experience. You guys have been working a lot with team Ramageddon from South Haven. We mentioned that briefly before going back on the taking our break, but now we really want to dive into that. So who wants to talk about the experience with South Haven?
Somebody jump on a microphone. Go.
I guess I'll start. So they first came to our school and gave a presentation up in the auditorium. They showed off their robot and stuff, had it spin and stuff, did some cool things. And
when did they do that? In December, October, November? When was
December? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, somewhere around there. Like a month before.
Okay.
The kickoff thing. And after that, they told us, like, so you guys are going to be, like, we're going to be your mentor team. We're going to show you guys how it all works and stuff. And we just kept working with them. Well, yeah, without them pushing us through everything a lot, like, we wouldn't even have the robot coded probably by now.
So coded, for those who don't know what coding is.
Programming. That's program. Basically making the robot move, all the technical computer language that it uses.
Andrew, you want to add to that?
Going into this with the South Haven team, we didn't really know, you know, what it meant that they were going to mentor us. We didn't really have any idea what the gracious professionalism, the aspect of it, what it meant. But they've been a huge help, more than we ever thought they would be.
So in addition to programming, anything build-wise, because there's this whole thing, it's like, hey, here's a robot, just connect part A to part B.
One of the members of the team named Sophie, she taught me how to iron.
So, how to iron?
Yeah, because we had to iron our numbers on for our bumpers.
Oh, okay, that's right. That's right. So we have red and blue bumpers, and you have to have your team numbers on there. So was that a skill that you thought you were going to get out of robotics?
Not at all.
So are you going to use that skill at all?
Not at all.
You see, you say that, but...
hey, we got to iron next year's bumpers, Brandon.
There you go. Yeah, you got me there, just man. Building for next year. I love the fact that we talked a little bit off air. You guys are looking to also participate next year, which is an enjoyable thing to see. Tell a little bit about the success that you guys had. So we're talking about the experience, but going into the season, the St. Joe event, you guys competed at Forest Hills, and then you got to participate at state. So who wants to chime in there?
So when we went to St. Joe, we played and we did the matches, and as we kept going through, we kept falling lower and lower on ranking. And we were all kind of like down by the end of it.
Right.
And then we got picked for playoffs. And
was that a surprise for you guys? Hunter told me he wasn't surprised early on.
To be honest, I really thought like this whole time we could take it somewhere. Okay. I just didn't know if we're going to.
Okay.
But when we got picked for playoffs, we didn't think that was going to happen. I mean, me personally, I didn't think that was going to happen.
Okay.
And then it did, and all of us were jumping on the robot, trying to fix things, trying to improve things the best we could for the next matches.
Andrew, talk about that a little bit, too, because now when, for those that have heard this before, you become a part of a permanent alliance.
Oh, yeah.
And the other teams that you were aligned with, did you guys start working together as a group of three?
Oh, yeah. As soon as the alliance was chosen, we had representatives from the other team just coming and helping us, you know, asking us what we needed for a robot to, you know, work and tip top performance.
Like right after I got done accepting it, I went back to the pit and they had already had the team from CW Tech and I forgot the alliance partner.
I can't remember who the other team member was.
Yeah. The engineers was the second one.
Awesome. Yeah. Yep. A couple of teams that are helping.
Yeah, they instantly got us, like, what do you guys need? What are your problems? Like, what do we got to get this robot going and have it make sure we don't have any mess-ups on the field or whatever? And we instantly got to work. Every little problem on the robot they went over, we went over all the wire connections, like, everything. They went over the code, make sure any problems in there. Like, we really wanted to get far in the playoffs.
And it was just kind of cool when we went back to our pit, and both teams were right there, our pit, just going over strategy, and like Hunter said, just making sure we had everything that we needed, and we were prepared for what was coming up.
So what was the success you had? It's a best of three in the quarterfinals. You guys didn't get past quarterfinals there, did you? Did you guys win a match?
Unfortunately, no, yeah. But we tried.
but still, I mean, that was, so walking in to think that you're going to get selected into the quarterfinals when you didn't think that was going to happen. And then tell us a little bit about, so move forward a couple weeks and you guys went to Forest Hills. Andrew, you want to start a little bit there?
All right. So from the St. Joseph competition, we had a little bit of experience with how the competitions were going to work. And we had, you know, we had experience with driving the robot, you know, what was going to go wrong in advance. We had a little bit of an idea what to bring and, you know, things to prepare for. But
of course, we always have little problems and stuff that just destroys us in the end. And everything, we've got to just get over it. And that's what we did throughout every event that we've been to. At the Forest Hills event, the main thing that I got out of it was like strategy and how much like they had one of the mentors from Green Engineers. He filmed like all our matches that we had, and this is like really like this is the first time we're doing actual defense. We barely even did any defense or quarter counter defense in like the first St. Joe event. And after like he filmed the matches and stuff, he was showing me, all right, so when you go around here and chase this robot, they're just coming around and going back. So you want to stop and like play. He's telling me zone defense, which myself, what I'm thinking in my head is basketball. Right. Zone defense, playing in a little area, make sure you block everyone. And that's how we were able to win, is just getting in everyone's way.
So stopping them. This is a sporting event.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me about it when you see the team that you're now aligned with has got video footage of you. What did you think about that?
Well, I mean, they showed us that they had video footage and we were like, wow, these guys actually care enough to videotape our matches to show us so that we can relay back to them and come up with strategy for it. And walking into Forest Hills, it's not we were overconfident. But I feel like we had enough confidence just from St. Joe and actually right. having the experience hands-on, like just knowing what it's going to be like. We walked into Forest Hills with a little bit more professionalism.
So Jeremy, talk about the transition that you saw just for as the mentor watching your students between St. Joe and Forest Hills. Maybe a little bit about their expectation walking in and then how they performed there.
It was really an incredible experience to watch the amount of growth that they had from the first event to the second, from the very basic things in their organization, what we need to bring to their understanding of knowing where they needed to be, when they needed to be there, and how they were able to make a cohesive team and give each of the members a more specific assignment to take care of. And understanding that there were so many things that needed to be accomplished in such a short period of time that they really needed to rely on one another to accomplish all of those tasks.
And then the outcome of the Forest Hills event, Andrew?
Well, we were picked for an alliance again after the first alliance, which had been the people that had gotten first place, they picked us for their alliance. And we were their last pick, so we were the last ones to be called up, and we didn't expect anything after, like, the 8th Alliance was picked their first and second. Right. We didn't expect anything in that.
And then the outcome of that event is you guys won the event.
Yeah, we got, we passed finals, and we won the event, and we were given the chance to go to state, and which we did, you know. We went, and we had no idea what we were getting into with state. It's almost completely different competition. It's a lot more robots out of our league.
And for state competition, it's, you know, go from having one event that has 40 teams to essentially four events happening underneath one roof, four fields all next to each other, just as loud as can be, pits as far as the eye could see.
And all the robots are like huge, mechanical, so detailed, like...
But you guys are competing along with that group. And we'll talk a little bit as we roll into a commercial here, but talk a little bit about the opportunity to just walk around and talk with teams about how they were able to get back there a year later.
We made friends with a couple of teams just in doing matches and working with these people. And we made friends with the team Foley Freeze.
Okay.
And
powerful team.
It was really cool because Forest Hills, we won the whole competition with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to state, we had a match where we went down there and they were talking strategy over with the other team. And the mentor for Foley Free seen us and was like, these guys, like, and then was talking us up to the other team. And it was just really cool that this guy who's been doing this for a really long time acknowledged us and actually thought that we were really good.
You guys made quite an impression. I mean, and it sounds like this all made an impression upon you guys, too. We'll talk a little bit more as we come back from the commercial.
Right, we'll be right back, and then we'll come back with our last segment of the night here. This is News Talk. This is Robotics Roundtable on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Jacob Holmes along with Tim Denai, and we have in the studio Valhalla Nation from Bangor learning about their season and the alliances that they've the partnerships that they've formed with other teams in their area. And this is typically about the time of the show where we give shout outs. So we'll go around the room, and you guys can go ahead and do that.
We'll start out with Braden. What do you have for shout out?
I'd like to give a shout out to Alex Remmel for helping us, program our robot. He taught us, me and Hunter, basically everything that we know about programming. And also I'd like to give a shout out to Alexis Skuka. She kind of helped our less motivated members of the team get onto stuff and make them do stuff to actually help out and make things.
Alexis from?
Remageddon.
From Remageddon, who taught you how to iron.
No. That was
someone else.
Sophie Goodman.
Okay, that was Sophie. Okay. I'm sorry, Sophie. I took away that skill. Jeremy, do you want to give a shout out to anybody?
I would like to give a shout out to Miss Olivia Kuiper. She is the person responsible for naming the robotics team. We had a brainstorming session one afternoon and had a very short period of time to come up with the most awesome name ever. And she was able to pull it off in about 2.5 minutes.
That was one of the things I wanted to ask you. I really like your guys' name, Valhalla Nation. I said this a little before we started tonight, but I like mythology. I took a mythology class in high school, and I especially liked Norse mythology. So when Tim said Valhalla Nation, I'm like, oh yeah, I like that.
With the Viking being the mascot
right,
of Bangor,
course.
Right?
And she was able to incorporate a little play on words, as in domination and determination. And came up with Valhalla Nation.
Very good. Very good. To my left, Hunter.
Give a shout out to my mom. Hi, Mom.
There you go.
Oh, we got to get Bill Mock, one of our other mentors. He was there a lot. He taught us a lot of little skills. Weight reduction. We put holes in our robots just to get rid of a little bit of weight. Like little tips like that. Rachel Gould, she went with us to our state competition. Did she go to the Forest Hills?
Yes.
Yeah, she went to the Forest Hills too. Pass to Andrew.
I'd like to give a quick shout out to Mateo Rodriguez. He's the man who created our logo for the Valhalla Nation robotics team.
Which is a cool logo.
Yeah, and it was on all our buttons and on the banner that we had, and it's just a phenomenal logo that we created.
So talk about the buttons and the banner. You guys are a robotics team. What's with the buttons and banners and all that stuff?
Our buttons at first, when we first started making them, weren't very high quality. We just kind of took some really, really old stuff and slapped them together to make buttons. And then we didn't actually get like a real button machine until like Forest Hills, I think it was. And also for our shout outs, I'd like to thank Donna Rummel.
Uh-huh.
And she's the one who got us the button machine. And
Okay. She
kind of gave us the connection between South Haven's team and our team, because her son, Alex, one helped us do programming and stuff.
Is that who you went to the first event with, Hunter?
No, I should have shouted that out. With Zach Emenizer and Jen Emenizer.
Okay.
Jen was a huge help. Zach's on the South Haven team. He's one of the builders.
Okay. And I thought you said that for somehow I thought the name back there, Donna, though. So I know, and through emails that you and I were copied or together on Jeremy, I knew that she was involved also.
Yeah, Donna, she really helped us out a lot with just the little things that nobody really would have thought of, like lunches.
Let's build a robot. Let's program a robot. Somebody take time to eat.
And just kind of organizing us while we were at the actual competitions, she helped out a lot with
and
that
getting
too.
Us ready. Like we had no idea how these like competitions and stuff. She's like, it's gonna be huge. Like there's like people dancing and stuff. Like I was like, oh, okay.
Also, a shout out to our team captain, Jenny. I'm not sure what her last name is. Garcia. Jenny Garcia. She was our team captain. And considering the fact that this is our first year and she got thrown into it just like we did,
right.
She handled it really well.
Very good. So I'm glad that you recognized her. Go ahead, Hunter. You want to say something?
I was a quick shout out. Manuel Hernandez, my partner in crime, who's helped me design a lot of the robot. Thanks, bro.
No real crimes committed.
No crimes.
I do want to give a shout out on behalf of you guys, because our Facebook friends, we had a confirmation that Tupac R Robotics was the team that picked you guys at St. Joe. So, Mr. Massey, I know you're listening. Thank you for reminding us.
Thank you, Tupac. Thank you.
So we're heading into, you know, we've got world championships that are coming up. Talk a little bit, give you a couple minutes here. The plan for next year. Are we coming back next year as a team?
Yeah, definitely as a team. And me personally, I plan on doing this for the rest of high school, and I plan on going into a career, going to college and doing this for the rest of my life.
Very good. Go ahead, Hunter.
I know I was talking with a lot of members on our team and already planning out what I want to do for next year. I've got so many things running through my head. I'm already planning on when I get done with college and stuff, like being a mentor for the team. And I've definitely for next year, all the scouting and everything.
So what about Andrew? Are you planning on coming back?
Oh yeah, definitely.
As I say, they're not letting you out of the room if you don't.
They're not going to let me back in the room if I leave.
What about recruiting? Additional. Yeah, I mean, you guys are young, so sophomores and juniors, but you already have to recruit your replacement. So have you had discussions about trying to find out if there's others interested in the school?
There has been some, just like some light discussion about recruiting and stuff. Definitely next year, I feel like we should hold an assembly or something just to kind of announce it to the classes that are coming up. Definitely. And we were talking about next year, some of us, like me and Hunter, were talking about mentoring an FTC team for our middle school.
Okay. Does the middle school team, there is a middle school team. Okay. Yeah. Were any of you involved with that at all this year?
Not this year. No, I don't think so.
Okay. It was for a few weeks, but I had been watching the middle school team. My brother was part of it.
Okay.
And, yeah, they do need to. They need a little bit of mentoring over there.
But just think of the power how awesome those kids will be by the time with a little bit of mentoring, their experience when they hit the ground running. Not that you guys weren't awesome, but I mean, just think of how far advanced that they'll be and how much success they'll be able to have.
Yeah, especially because this was our first year doing any of this. They're gonna have more experience coming up.
Excellent. I do want to make sure we mention a couple of things here, and I think we talked about it a little bit. We do have some teams that are headed there. The Average Joes are headed to the World Championships out of St. Joe. The Cassopolis Robo Rangers are headed there. And then the Green Geneers from Bering Springs. We also have one student from CW Tech, Evie Claire, who is in consideration for a Dean's List Award, which is, you know, there's going to be 5 students chosen out of the over 15,000 that are going to be there. Within the first robotics competition, there's probably going to be about 3,800 or so students there at least. So she'll be one of those students. Did you want to add something there, Jeremy? You got the microphone.
I just want to make sure that we say thank you to every one of our sponsors. There's too many of them to list here individually. But I'd like to remind everybody that on Tuesday, April 30th, we'll have a community appreciation night in the high school cafeteria from 5:30 to 6:30. We'd love for everybody to come out, meet the team members, see the robot, and let us all say thank you in person.
That's very awesome. Good. That's a great way for you guys to cap it, too. Jacob, I know you were kind of intrigued because we had a list of some of the people teams that are going to be.
Our board op, Lewis, has the advantage of having a computer right in front of him, so he's looking up all the different teams. I think that at least that are going to be in your part of the competition that you'll be looking at. But just to give you an idea of the scope of what Worlds has, you'll have teams from Israel, Chile, the Netherlands, India, Chinese Taipei, China. You mentioned Switzerland,
South Africa. And those are just at the first robotics level. When we get down, because this is a celebration of everything from FLL Junior all the way up through first robotics competition. So there will be teams from Eastern Europe, Eastern Canada. I know teams from Russia, China, Japan. It will be a smorgasbord of nations.
All right, and hope you really enjoy yourself there, and can't wait to hear about it on our next week. And Valhalla Nation, it was great to have you guys. Great to hear about your rookie season. Great that it went well, and that you guys are looking forward to coming back for more. Well, that'll do it for this week of Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Kettering University. All systems go. Go pro at Kettering University. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Bering Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Lakeshore Public Schools, supporting and offering STEM education, science, technology, education, and mathematics, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, supporting and participating in robotics with our area schools. And New Buffalo Area Schools. Join us next Tuesday night at 6 for Robotics Roundtable on Newstalk 94.9 WSJM.